An innovative farm-to-fork approach. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Good friend Michael Layton was talking to me the other day on the tennis court. He said, and I'm quoting, "Tonight I'm going over to Emmett and I'm going to buy a quarter of a cow." I said, "Do you have a big freezer?" And he said, "Yeah." It turns out that he ended up at a small ranch and the meat had been butchered for him already. It was grass-fed, and he says, "So far the experience has been fabulous." So how in the world do I or anybody else find a rancher who will sell retail to a given customer? Or just as importantly, how does the rancher find somebody with my intention? The answer comes from Jody Olean, who has spent several years traveling from state to state to tell the story of modern agriculture. Olean says the way producers are connecting to consumers is changing and moving toward a more digital focus.
There's many ways producers can reach out to consumers. Digital is an enormous, enormous machine that we're just beginning to harness. Using digital media, and that means social media, that means any kind of outreach you have on a website, or maybe using other influencers, bloggers, chefs, people that already have this large digital influence. If we can use them to connect from the pasture to the plate, we need to be doing that. So really think about, who do you know? Is there a representative in your county that you can get to know better? Maybe introduce him to the beef that really makes his plate what it is. Is there a social media channel that you can start? There's a millions of ways that we can make an impact.
Michael says his beef cost him about $3 a pound. David Sparks, aginfo.net.